That's good. That's good. All right, I bring this up because besides the heroic Wendy Davis, there were two stories in the news last week dealing with teenage sex. And just to be safe, the Vatican issued a denial. Yeah, you'll get over it. One story was about Plan B. That's the morning after pill. That's the FDA says is safer than Motrin and which any American can now buy over the counter just like milk and ammo. And because it's a birth control pill, it will prevent abortions. Now, the other story was about the vaccine for HPV, which is the STD that leads to cervical cancer, and how that vaccine, since its introduction in 2006, has reduced teenage infections by 56%. All good news, right? Wrong! No, over in family values world, things like Plan B and the HPV vaccine are bad because they remove God's natural intended punishments for sluts who put out.
True.
A, being saddled with a baby you don't want, or B, stricken with a horrible disease. You don't think that's how these people think? Then tell me why conservatives always couch their objections to the HPV vaccine in parental rights, but never complain about other state-mandated vaccines their kids have to get. Why not throw a shit fit about the measles vaccine? Or mumps, rubella, whooping cough, chicken pox, because you don't get those diseases from screwing or yodeling in the canyon. They do not want a vaccine for HPV because that's the good kind of cancer that makes hussies think twice about going all the way.
That is terrible.
Ron Paul, a fucking doctor, said this vaccine, which prevents thousands of cases of a fatal disease, was, quote, not good medicine. And Michelle Bachmann said it caused mental retardation. Her source? The New England Journal of a lady who stopped me on the street and told me that. Yes, Republicans actually think this vaccine encourages girls to have sex because now there are no consequences. Just the way when I got my first tetanus shot, I couldn't wait to jab rusty nails into my feet. It was a freebie.